Welcome to this medicine bundle titled What We Are Willing to Do for Each Other, an introduction to a village artist grant system. To begin, I want to acknowledge who I am, where I'm coming from, and as a result, who this system is and isn't for. I'm Shanga. I've been developing this vision for a really long time, longer than I knew what I was actually doing. And I've spent the last few years intentionally building its foundation. If you don't know me, I'm a theater artist, or rather a practitioner of ancestor theater and celestial theater. My stages and stories are altars for ancestors to move, heal, and evolve. I'm trained in this technique by experienced mentors and elders, and it's also my gift and my calling that I've carried since I was a child. I'm a trained ceremonialist, an altar carrier, adopted and initiated into the Pachacuti Mesa tradition under the guidance of my teacher, Dr. G. Love, aka Gerald Robinson, and her incredible vision, Soul Shifting Retreats. The soul shifting community that I'm a part of is a big, wide, deep community of incredible healers, artists, and activists, especially invested in protecting Black and Indigenous liberation, building cross-cultural solidarity, ending rape culture, uplifting survivors and sex workers, all the while bringing forth our most magical gifts and earth steward traditions found in our lineage and our personal healing journeys, protecting the health and thriving of our planet as a priority. In terms of my particular gifts, I am an experienced spiritual diagnostician and an energetic surgeon. That is like a specialized form of energy healer, just like surgery is a specialized practice in the medical world. I'm also a writer, astrologer, animal communicator, community organizer, teacher, and a powerful medium and oracle. I am a huge nerd. I have a lot of knowledge across many different metaphysical traditions and arts disciplines. I'm a never-ending student. I am Bengali. I'm queer. I'm multi-gendered. My queer and trans ancestors are my most powerful and protected ancestors. I give time, attention, and devotion to many different kinds of ancestors, including my blood lineage, my chosen family, adopted spiritual family, my soul lineages, star lineages, as well as our primordial ancestors like the water, the trees, the mountains, and all the elements. I have a very special relationship with animals, including the handful of animals I'm lucky to have shared a life with here on Earth, and the animal kingdom at large in body and in spirit. If I have done one thing in my life more than anything else, it's that I've devoted my time to my personal healing journey and my love story with the universe. I mean, I think the actual thing I've done more than anything else in life is try to be a good friend. To my animals, to the land, to the spirit of love, death, and time, and yeah, to humans too. But that is pretty much what devotion to an ancestor healing journey boils down to anyway. Friendship. This Village Artist Grant System is a massive project that will take time to grow, but that can certainly grow efficiently and powerfully in the next few years. There are many doors for different kinds of people to enter, participate, give, and receive. I don't claim ownership over the system, but I do claim stewardship. That means the blueprint and spirit of the system is meant to spread like dandelion seeds. I want every and any interested party to study the system and apply it to your own situation. I appreciate credit where credit is due, and I also want you to adapt and evolve what I've created here, which I'll also be doing as time goes on. At the same time, if anyone wants to come through my doors and work with me directly, eat from the food that I grow, there has to be some fundamental recognition, respect, and reciprocity for my stewardship. The space I hold around me, which is also where I live, die, grieve, grow, and participate, is not a free-for-all. That's what I mean when I say there are some criteria regarding who this granting system is and isn't for. To weave closely with me, you must hold a great respect for the spirit world in your own way. This is not a space where we impose our spiritual beliefs and traditions onto others, but it is a place to nurture, develop, and protect our birthright to explore our otherworldly, spiritual, and creative gifts, especially as they get more wild and adventurous. This is a place to hold our growth, creativity, and spirituality accountable to our sovereign, self-determined integrity, and also in solidarity with the healing of the world, our non-human relatives, and with communities most impacted by genocide, colonialism, white supremacy, anti-indigeneity, and anti-blackness. Here, we honor the promise of a free Palestine. I name this community explicitly because there is still so much contention and polarity around this issue. This is a space for Palestine and Palestinians to get free, and also for anti-Zionist Jewish people who want their lives and livelihood respected alongside a free Palestine. This is a sex worker positive space, one that honors the wisdom of queer, trans, poly, and kink communities. I find this also important to name because there's still so much stigma here, especially in spiritual communities. And sometimes it surprises me how many progressive-leaning spiritual people still have whorephobic and politically conservative attitudes toward queerness, expansive gender roles, abundant relationship styles, and sex in general. I am going to challenge carceral culture and casteism wherever I find it, including in myself. I am going to protect the labor of femmes, trans people, racialized folks, community caregivers, healers, and our right to be paid fairly and lusciously. I'm going to champion and advocate for artists, writers, and storytellers, ensuring we thrive in our unique and weird way of doing things, that we are understood as essential workers in a liberation movement. I'm going to challenge conscious and subconscious cultural patterns that encourage exploitation and dehumanization of artists and healers. This is a space to honor disability justice and protect the sovereignty and livelihood of disabled, chronically ill, neurodivergent folks. In saying all of this, I will always prioritize an ancestor healing perspective on every justice movement. I believe an ancestor healing perspective on anything right now is one of the most valuable, life-changing assets we have. But if you hold fundamental beliefs that things like mediumship or different kinds of ancestor communication is inherently untrustworthy, it will be difficult or impossible for you to sit close to me. I also want to note that many conversations I'm having with myself and that I want to share with others are incredibly complex. I have a lot of feelings about what we as a culture do and don't do with money. I'm holding a lot of pain, rage, and grief inside of me that I'm learning how to tend to on a deeper level, which comes up especially when I see patterns amongst spiritual or activist communities that have hurt me repeatedly, and that I also believe stop us from offering a more powerful solidarity to communities currently surviving extreme military violence and genocide. I haven't always, and I cannot always, express complex ideas and emotions in a way that clearly communicates the truth of what I'm trying to say, especially when I'm in process. I see a lot of people in process of visioning and attempting to communicate complexity and not always in a way that everyone understands. Thus, I ask for spaciousness and curiosity around these complex, nuanced conversations. I strive to show up with generosity, compassion, and respect for myself and others, and I want to be in conversation with others who strive to do the same. These are some of the core values I hold around me. You decide if you're swimming in the same water and if this system is for you. I'm always open to conversation where conversation is generative, but you should know that there are some things I am not willing to fight about. That said, I welcome anyone who wants to sit in circle with me if you feel nourished by my voice, values, and presence. It doesn't matter where you are in your spiritual development, decolonizing journey, or if you consider yourself an artist, you can be beginning, emerging, experienced, or anywhere in between. Lastly, I will say that if you are committed to some kind of allegiance to the American dream or the Canadian dream, and that's where you hope to find your success and livelihood, my medicine will bring you down into a deeper, more authentic dream, a promise that many of us made to our ancestors about how we truly want to spend our time here while we have it. For some, you might not like how that feels. For others, it is everything you need to sit in circle with. If at this point you're still like, hell yeah, let's keep going, then let's keep going. Here's a little overview of what's in the following sections of this bundle, which I've separated into 9 village voice notes, aka sections. I hope you enjoy listening the same way you do when your bestie sends you a series of 30-minute podcast episodes, aka voice notes on your phone, updating you on the details of their day. I've included written transcript for each voice note as well. In section 2 and 4, I share my vision of what collective money-moving workshops can look like that feed into a village artist grant system. In section 3, I talk about the principle we center in order to determine how and why we raise money for any circumstance, to protect the integrity of our personal and collective healing journeys. This is the core principle that the entire village system is built around. Section 5, I'll zoom out to the bigger picture. What kind of liberation is possible with a system like this that otherwise wouldn't be? In section 6, I'll talk about investors. In section 7, I'll take you through a 3-part tour of my garden, aka how you can participate and enjoy the harvest of this system as I grow it. In section 8, I'll talk about the entry portal and how to get involved. Finally, I'll touch on some Easter eggs and a very special dedication in section 9. That's it for this first voice note. I'll see you in the next one, the Money Moving Workshop, part 1.